just pouring out my cup of Earl Grey tea. I've made it out to my studio for about 10 past 12 after a very slow morning. There. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's... Ooh, I don't even know what day it is. I think it's the 5th of May, and this is my 22nd micro-podcast. Now I work full-time as an artist. I'm very much in charge of my own timetable, which is great. But I'm wondering how good I am at it. I suppose after years of kind of other people planning what I was doing at a certain time, or at least a lot of the time, I'm kind of left completely to my own devices, which I wouldn't want to change. But recently I've been kind of trying to focus on one thing at a time, and I'm amazed how difficult I find it. I mean, part of that, I think, is a technology thing. I mean, I do a lot of work on my computer, and unless I'm very careful and keep everything closed apart from the program I'm using, of course there are constant interruptions. Email and Twitter, which of course I love, but it's very easy to kind of wander off on a stream of thought. I mean, kind of following an idea, suddenly you look at a web page and you see another web page and you head off. I don't know why it's called surfing. But I'm trying, which I'm trying to do now as I'm talking to stay focused. I was interested, I read a blog post on Kerry Smith's blog a couple of months ago, I think I first saw it, but I was reminded of it yesterday. And she talks about living very much as a right-brained person in a left-brain world, and how difficult that can be. I'll just read a little bit from the blog post. I'll give you an example. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I remember that I have to bring my sunglasses. I start to head in the direction of the glasses. On the way, I remember that I need to bring some money. I head off to get my wallet. On the way, I see that the light is hitting the table in a wonderful way. I must get the camera. I go and find the camera, and I find a piece of paper on the floor. There's something written on it. You get the idea. It's beautiful in here, but it's a bit crowded. And I think, unless I'm very careful, that's how my day is. And so I'm trying to be very careful. I was also reading, and I have been reading on and off for a week or two now, Frederick Frank's book, The Zen of Seeing, which is subtitled Seeing Drawing as Meditation. And he kind of talks of seeing drawing as one word, one activity. And he very much is an advocate of one thing at a time. And when he's drawing, all he's doing is concentrating on what he's looking at. He's not even concentrating on what he's drawing. He's looking at something, and he advocates not even looking at the paper, but letting your pen or pencil follow what your eye is seeing. And that's something I've forgotten to do on all sorts of levels, so I'm trying very hard to recapture that. I'd be very, very pleased to hear how you cope with keeping things focused, staying focused on what you're doing. If you'd like to tell me about your techniques and what you do, I'd be really pleased to hear from you on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or if you come to my website, you can email me at michaelnobbs.com/contact. And any ideas would be gratefully received. I'm off to do some drawing and perhaps not do anything else after I've drunk my tea. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. I've just listened back to what I recorded, and I just wanted to add how to find the blog post I was talking about on Kerry Smith's site. If you go to www.kerrysmith.com/blog, scroll down the page to our archives, which are towards the bottom on the right hand side, and click on February 2009, and the post I was referring to is called What's It Like in My Head, and it's a little way down the page. Okay, I hope you find that and read it, and have a lovely day. Take care. Bye bye.